American big oil companies defended high fuel prices as U.S. lawmakers grilled top executives about record profits and prices at the pump, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic Representative Frank Pallone, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, accuses big oil of lining their pockets with one hand and taking $30 billion in taxpayer subsidies with the other.
American people are getting ripped off as these companies choose to keep production low so that their own profits stay high.
But Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers called the hearing political.
President Biden needs cover for his war on American energy that has caused gas prices to skyrocket.
The heads of Exxon and Shell stressed they don't set fuel prices. Exxon CEO Darren Woods.
No single company sets the price of oil or gasoline. The market establishes the price based on available supply and the demand for that supply.
The six companies at the hearing testified they recorded $77 billion in profits last year combined. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese protesters marched in the capital Khartoum and more in towns across the country on Wednesday despite high temperatures, tear gas, a Ramadan fast marking the third anniversary of the fall of former President Omar al-Bashir and rejecting the recent power grab by the generals that ousted him. A 19-year-old protester was shot and killed by security forces across the Nile from Khartoum, medics said. The protest, led by neighborhood resistance committees, comes during the sixth month of a campaign against an October 25th military coup. Since then, the military has not appointed a prime minister, while the economy has deteriorated amid a suspension of foreign aid. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.